Your agency only has 2 days left to hand in a self-assessment on how well it's following the Obama administration's second-term management agenda. The White House wants your agency to take a broad approach in its strategic objectives. Bob Tobias is director of key executive leadership programs at American University, and Bob is looking at how different administrations measure success. Bob, it's great to have you on the program, as always. Is there a big difference in how one administration versus another measures performance, or is this something we're still kind of getting a sense of?
Well, the answer is yes. Every administration has done it differently. It started with the Clinton administration supporting something, the Government Performance and Results Act, which mandated agencies to create outcome goals. And so the law went into effect, and not a lot happened. It was there, and much was discussed. But not a lot happened. In the Bush administration, they used the Government Performance and Results Act to force agencies to define outcome goals on a program basis. And so agencies had several different programs, and they had to define outcomes as opposed to outputs. So if you were to apply that to the Internal Revenue Service, an output would be the number of audits conducted, and outcome would be whether or not that activity had a positive impact on voluntary compliance. Now, the Obama administration abandoned the program focus, and in the first 4 years focused on fraud, waste, and abuse, which is not very effective in measuring government effectiveness. In the second, starting with his reelection, they focused on intergovernmental agency goals and objectives, and for the first time provided the goals and objectives and brought together all of the agencies who can impact an outcome goal. And they're making the goals transparent and making the results transparent. So we have the last three presidents, all of whom are focusing on government results. And I can say that prior to the Clinton administration, no president did anything other than say the executive branch was not very good, but didn't do anything to help any management practice to help the government do it better.
Bob, this focus on outcomes instead of outputs is really important, and I'm hearing about it all over the place. But this is where it gets really dicey, because measuring outputs is really easy. Measuring outcomes is difficult, because I'm going to use your IRS example. Another outcome besides voluntary compliance could be, did those audits recover money? Because if you do a whole lot of audits and it turns out everybody you audited did their returns right, then you've wasted a whole lot of time and resources and haven't gained anything.
Well, that's still an outcome.
Yes, and I'm not suggesting it's not a desirable outcome, but trying to decide which may have a priority, or if both are equally important, or whether those are the right outcomes that you want to measure, that's a little more subjective than just saying we want to do this many. And I wonder if that's the reason why measuring outputs has been popular for so long.
It is easy to measure outputs, and that's why it has been measured. But if I'm a president, or if I'm a member of the public, I don't much care about the outputs. I want to know whether the program is going to have a positive impact on me. If I'm the president, if I'm the chief executive officer of the executive branch, I want to know whether these programs have a positive impact on the taxpayer. That only happens if I focus on outcomes, not outputs.
What do you like about what you see so far in the second-term management agenda from the administration?
I like the idea of course, continuing the focus on outcomes, but I also like the idea of forcing departments to work interdepartmentally, focusing agencies to work across agency borders, instead of having agencies and or departments working at cross purposes on this to try to solve the same problem. So forcing folks who heretofore never worked together to work together is a very difficult and laudable goal.
Bob, I'm tight on time, but it's always great to have you on the program. Thanks very much for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks a lot.